it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This just in to KYW News Radio.
Philadelphia police have located a car in East Falls they say belonged to 21-year-old Keon King, the man charged with kidnapping in connection with the disappearance of 23-year-old Kata Scott. KYW's Vic Rakhiapathy joins us live from there with the latest. What do you got, Vic?
Yeah, Matt. So we just heard from Lieutenant Tommy Walsh here at 4000 Gypsy Lane. This is an apartment complex, condominiums, and in the rear here, an apartment is where they found the car that police say belongs to Keon King. So what we learned is that they got a 911 call, a tip at 310 that this car is located here. They say there's been no change to the condition in the car from investigators' understanding of it. And that it was heavily tinted so they could not see anything inside the car. They will need to obtain a warrant. So police are waiting to tow this away. And once they get this away and in their custody elsewhere, they will look to obtain a warrant for search and seizure of this car. The homicide unit is investigating this, but only because of the resources that they can afford. That they can to aid the police investigation. So there's no word yet on what the connection to this property was or why this car was at this property. But just about a little under 2 hours ago, police got the tip that the car was located here and they have found it. They're waiting to tow it away to get it to get a warrant for search and seizure after they get it in their custody. Now, the search that was happening earlier this afternoon at Ada Lewis Middle School in East Germantown, that has wrapped up. Police say that search has wrapped up. They were searching that middle school by Aubrey Arboretum. Officials earlier today got an anonymous tip after they announced the arrest of King in the search for missing 23-year-old Kata Scott. And police do say that their search efforts there did return items that were of evidentiary use to them. They have not gotten into specifics about what those items were. They have not said how they're tied to Scott, but just that they are, or any indication of how recently she may have been there or any information of that, just that they found items at that school that are of use in terms of evidence to them in this investigation for the missing 23-year-old Kata Scott, who, Matt, has been missing since October 4th, last seen after working a shift at a Mount Airy nursing home.
All right, thank you very much. KYW's Vic Rakhiapathy joining us live. Stay with KYW News Radio for the continuing developments in this story.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.